Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by CatholicSingles.com is ringing in the new year with savings for singles. You can save 20% by using the promo code BREADBOX when you register for a new account. Come meet other faithful Catholics and make 2020 a year to remember.
Welcome to Know the Faith, Defend the Faith. My name is William Hemsworth, and this is brought to you by the Tucson Institute of Catholic Apologetics. Thank you very much for joining me on this week's episode. And there was no episode last week as we were celebrating the Christmas holiday. So Merry Christmas to you all, because it is, in fact, still Christmas. Okay, it's more than one day. It's a 12-day season. So let's keep celebrating. Merry Christmas to all of you. Thank you for tuning in. So what do we celebrate during Christmas time? You see, that's like the eternal question. We celebrate the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But who is Jesus? Who is Jesus Christ? That's what we want to answer today. Who is Jesus Christ? You see, in sacred scripture, we read that man was created. When he was created, he had a perfect relationship with God. And man was the pinnacle of God's creation. God gave man everything. In return, the Lord asked man not to eat of the tree, of one tree in the garden. Now, man didn't listen, man rebelled, and had to face the consequences of sin for the first time. You see, that sin of our first parents applies to us as well. We have all sinned, and the penalty for sin is death. And St. Paul had that same opinion in Romans 6:23, which says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." However, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, Jesus himself became incarnate to atone and redeem us from our sin. In the incarnation, Jesus is that bridge from us to God. The incarnation was needed because we could not atone for sin on our own. Only someone who's perfect and without sin can do that. Like I said, it's Christmas. The birth of Jesus has happened. We celebrated it this past week during the Christmas day. The second person of the Trinity loved us so much that he became man. He lived as we did, with hunger, fear, betrayal, and even died. And Hebrews 4:15 sums this up very well when it says, "For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has similarly been tested in every way, yet without sin." So yes, Jesus can sympathize with our weaknesses, but this doesn't completely answer who he is. Who he is the ultimate gift that we experience this time of year, and we can experience him every day. So who is Jesus? This question goes back to some of the greatest controversies in the early church. There were some, such as the Arians, who tried to explain Jesus as being the first thing created. The problem here is that Jesus, as the second person of the Blessed Trinity, has always existed. There are many verses that show this, and John 1:1 is just one example. That passage says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." He always was, yet he took the form of man and was born in the humblest of conditions. In our society, we've been conditioned to view the manger scene in a very sanitized way. The manger that the divine Son of God was laid in after his birth was a food trough used for livestock. The creator of the universe became a man because he wants us to live. His love for us is that immense. In the letter of the Philippians, St. Paul writes in Philippians 2, verses 7 through 8, quote, "Rather he emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, coming in human likeness, and found human in appearance, he humbled himself, becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. While on earth, he did not appear as a man, nor was he a spirit that possessed man until the point of the crucifixion, as the Docetists and Gnostics would say. From the time of his conception in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, he was both fully God and fully man. This was stated by many church fathers, declared at the Council of Nicaea and at the Council of Chalcedon. This became known as the hypostatic union. Jesus was not neither or, but he was both a human nature and a divine nature. That's why the incarnation is so amazing. And to be perfectly honest, this barely scratches the surface. Many books have been written on this topic. So as we gather with our families over the next few weeks, you know, we exchange gifts, hugs, let's remember this ultimate gift. The ultimate gift is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the second person of the Blessed Trinity, who became man and experienced everything that we did but was without sin. He died as the perfect offering for our sin because he loves us that much, and he thinks that we are worth being with for eternity. Thanks be to God. Thank you for joining me on this short episode this week. Let's remember this ultimate gift as we continue our Christmas celebration. God bless you all. Have a fantastic week.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by. Looking for exceptional coffee delivered fresh to your door? We have the answer. Our friends at Grim Bean Coffee produce small-batch artisan coffee using top-tier coffee beans. The coffee is roasted when you order, guaranteeing the freshest coffee possible. Check out Breadbox Roasts, a new line of Catholic-themed coffees available at www.grimbeancoffee.com/Redbox Media. Experience coffee like never before.